Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Welcome to our service of worship on this October 2nd, 2022, the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. Today's celebrant is the Reverend Lori Gonta, and our homilist is Bishop Jean Porsche. And now, let us quieten our hearts and prepare for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Sunday of St. Francis. Gracious God, grant your people grace to renounce gladly the vanities of this world, that following the way of Blessed Francis, we may, for love of you, delight in your whole creation with perfectness of joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the Lord has been crucified to me, and I to the world. But neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Today's psalm is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all depths, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all the hills, fruit trees and all the cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, king of the earth and all the people, princes and all the rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord. In his name alone, is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise to the Lord. Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of our minds. Give us right faith, a firm hope, and perfect charity, so that we may always, in all things, act accordingly to your holy will, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first week of October is what you might call front-loaded. There's a lot going on in these first few days of the month. October 1st is the Feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the Little Flower. October 2nd is the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, our protectors. And October 4th is the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, the great lover of nature. What's the poor homilist to do when there are so many feasts to consider? Well, I guess we take a look at them all. First, Francis. We know him, of course, as the passionate lover of creation, the preacher to the birds. We know that he renounced his father's wealth, choosing instead to become a friar serving the poor. He's the patron of ecological concerns, among other things, also the patron of deacons. For Francis was never ordained a priest. Among the choirs or rankings of angels, the guardians are the lowest, closest to humans. Indeed, they walk with us from our birth to our death, serving as guides and protectors. Any great love of humans, though, their love and fidelity is reserved for Almighty God. And because we are entrusted to our angels and beloved by God, our angels serve us with great love and compassion, as by doing so, they serve the Almighty, whose praise they offer continually. And then St. Thérèse, the little flower. She was not a Carmelite nun for long, as she died at the tender age of 24. Actually, she was not properly a nun, as she remained a novice until her death. She wanted to be a priest, but that wasn't going to happen then or now, in the Roman Catholic Church. She wanted to go to the missions, too, but that was impossible for one who was enclosed, living in the confines of the cloister. We know her today as Doctor of the Church, one of only four females to be so titled, largely due to her spirituality, her particular spirituality, the Little Way. Three very different feasts. Three very different honorees, all faithful, all holy, all worthy of our veneration. Diverse they may be, yet they are connected by a golden thread, a precious virtue that mirrors Christ himself. In today's gospel, we hear the holy words of Jesus. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Humility, my friends, there's the golden thread. Francis chose to remain a deacon. Esteeming the priesthood so highly, he could not presume to accept that inestimable gift of ordination to the priesthood. And our dear angels, who help us in countless ways, never accept praise and thanks for themselves. They remind us instead to offer them to loving Creator. And St. Thérèse, longing for so much, being denied all of it. Even the grace of final vows as a nun. For with three of her own sisters, also in that Carmel, her sister the prioress feared resentment from the other nuns and decided that Thérèse should remain a novice, a student nun, so to speak. Embracing her restrictions, she dedicated herself to loving Jesus, content to be a small violet in the great garden of his lovers and flowers. She would be the hidden one. Humility. In our fallen human condition, we resist humbling ourselves. Our nature recoils from it. We want to be first, to be best. We want to be the most attractive, the smartest, the richest, maybe even the holiest. We strive for that first place, covering our flaws and displaying our virtues. When we do some good thing, maybe we trumpet it to the world, sometimes as a testament to our humbleness. You may have heard people say things like, oh, I refuse to have a car. I ride my bike or walk or take public transportation for the sake of future generations and our very planet. And of course, what that means is, you see how good I am? You lazy gas-guzzling slugs, you. And we've seen people do things like that, right? Because it feels good to be the top of the heap, praised and admired by everyone you know, or so we think, never realizing what a two-edged sword it is, the pleasures of pride. Because if we must always be the best, then the failures that every single one of us experiences become catastrophe. If we have to be right, then our errors are calamity, to be hidden or blamed on others. And what are the others that we best? Our ascent to the top is made at their expense. Being the best is a lot of work. First to get there, then to maintain your position. Where is God in that? My friends, humility is freedom. When we embrace our smallness, when we recognize our flawed state, we have nothing to prove. When we quit demanding to have our way, we gain the serenity found only in his way. Jesus knew that. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We needn't be afraid to yield to him. There's no trick here. Only a loving Lord offering us rest and the peace we long for, the peace that passes all understanding. Perhaps a burden weighs you down, and peace is fleeting at best. Maybe life has become hard, feeling like day after day of endless struggle. Jesus is waiting to take those burdens from us, to carry them in our place, as he carried the cross we created by our sin. We have only to turn to him in faith, trading our will for the yoke of servanthood Christ lays so gently upon us, trading the burdens that break us for the burden he offers, light, where he carries the weight of it. My friends, trust Jesus. Take a breath. Give him your trials, your fears, your pain. Let go and lean on him who is our steadfast support, our Lord, and our brother, whose love never fails us, who never leaves our side. Let him take troubles here and receive instead the peace and comfort you long for, the sweet rest only he can give. Amen.
celebrating with joy the feast of our patron, St. Francis of Assisi, and confident of his intercession before the throne of God, we humbly bring our petitions to the Lord. For those called to serve the Church, that they may follow the example of St. Francis of Assisi in their desire for holiness, love for poverty, and practice of perfect joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of nations and religions, that they may find a model for dialogue in the simplicity and eloquence of St. Francis, and so discover the language of reconciliation and the road to peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer and face persecution, that they may lift their eyes to the crucified Jesus and find in his wounds their healing, light, and the strength to bear their cross. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of God's creation, that like St. Francis, we may be thankful for the beauty and the gifts of creation and be good stewards of the earth's resources, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that inflamed with love of the crucified Christ, we may always seek to serve the needy and vulnerable around us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are ill, especially, they may find comfort and healing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear the prayers we offer to you, O Lord, through the intercession of St. Francis of Assisi. Help us to walk in his footsteps by putting aside the riches of the world to follow the way of your cross. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Holy God, accept all we offer you this day. May we who are reconciled at this table bring wholeness to our broken world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took the flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all the creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this cup and this bread, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and to serve you. And we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church, gather into one who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith and truth. And together we praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
In this Eucharist, we have been reconciled to you and to our neighbors. May we who have been nourished by holy things always have the courage to forgive. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and of love of God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.